I Do. And before that, Billy Joel and All for Lana on Vectis Radio. We've got Connor in the studio. We've also got Lid in it. Would you, which do you prefer? Do you prefer Lid or Faith?
I honestly don't mind whatever you prefer saying, because now that I think about it, Lid sounds kind of awkward and I don't know why.
No, it does. Sounds cool. But Nonny, I'm not sure about Nonny.
Well, that's the name that's stuck in Mum's head for the last, how many years? 13 years?
But DJ CJ, that's a cool name.
Well, thank you.
Now look, DJ CJ, what's next week? Do you know? Do you remember?
What's next week?
What's important about next week to remember?
That it's the school holidays.
Yay! School holiday. What are you doing?
I don't know.
You don't know? You got a whole week off.
Yeah,
maybe, a whole week off. Maybe Connor will give you some tips on how to
spend. I honestly don't come to me for some tips. I don't know.
Well, you must have a plan for next week.
Well, all I'm going to do is play my PlayStation, and that's about it.
That's it, just PlayStation. What games are you going to be doing?
I'm planning. I can't actually remember. I mean, I might play a bit of Subnautica, which is a underwater survival game.
Some what?
Subnautica.
Subnautica. Have you heard of that, Callum?
No. I've been playing Pokemon Sword lately.
Oh. All right, we're doing Pokemon. I get Pokemon. What was that thing you said about a sword? What's that?
The game I just said. Yeah. Subnautica.
So, have you heard of that one?
No.
It's a game, it's an underwater survival game.
Right. You'll be right, because it's going to rain loads over the weekend, so no. You can't find yourself over the water anyway.
Basically, the lore of the story is, you are from a ship called the Aurora. It crash-landed into an unknown alien planet.
Nice.
The goal is, when you get in the water, you start getting infected with a disease. The goal is, you have to go as deep as you can to get an enzyme to cure yourself, and then you can leave the planet. Your goal is to survive.
How do you breathe?
When you start the game, you only have 45 oxygen, but you can build upgrades that will maximise the amount of oxygen you get. You can also build a few vehicles, and you can get loads of resources throughout the game to build upgrades as well.
Nice.
And you'll be doing all week? That's what you're going to be doing?
I've got other games.
Right, okay. Even the game thing, now I kind of lost interest in that. I'm thinking, you've got a whole week to fill and you're just going to be sat
down. I mean,
down,
I might pop to the park if the weather holds up.
Yeah.
But I don't think it is with all the storms coming.
Okay. What have you got planned? Anything?
I have a painting I'm currently working on that's underwater. And I was thinking about entering it into a competition, but it's not going too well because I don't have a lot of experience with acrylic paint. But apart from that, I'll probably finish putting stickers on my chest of drawers and draw.
Okay. Yeah. Well, see, I like the drawing thing. I like the painting thing. Painting underwater.
I'm not painting underwater. No, painting a picture that is... The picture is basically somebody underwater.
You should enter in the competition. You should go for it. I've seen your work. It looks awesome. You should go for it, honestly. You never know what you might win. Do you remember that? Because I know you like Only Fools and Horses. Even though you're so young, you like Only Fools and Horses.
I like a lot of shows.
Did you ever see the episode where Del Boy enters an old painting of Rodney's, Marble Arch at Dawn, and they won a holiday?
Nice.
And the holiday was for three. So it was, and Rodney didn't know this at the time, it was for a child and his parents. Rodney, they win, he enters the competition, Del enters the competition on Rodney's behalf without him even knowing, if you win it, it's for the child and the parents to go, but Rodney doesn't know that. He's thinking he's going on an adult holiday. Have you not seen that episode?
No,
it's hilarious.
We watched them all. I think we have the DVD of like the first three episodes or something that we've watched on loop.
It's kind of sort of midway through all of the episodes. It's just a genius episode. So they go on holiday, and I won't spoil it for you. Are you a fan of Only Fools and Horses?
No, not really.
What sort of stuff do you watch on the TV?
Well, I watch Pokemon.
Right.
The Amazing World of Gumball.
Oh, I love The Amazing World of Gumball.
I haven't seen that in ages.
Have you not?
No.
I've never seen it, but...
It's so funny.
What else?
That's about it, really.
That's about it.
I mean, I watch a few shows on Challenge. Don't get me wrong, I do like to watch game shows.
Right.
I watch a few things on Challenge as well, don't worry.
I don't even know what that is.
Challenge is a channel you can either find on Sky or Freeview that has a lot of game shows.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we've learnt something, haven't we? We've all learnt something. What else are you going to be doing next on your week off? Have you got a plan yet?
Well, as I said before, I'm going to mostly be on my Nintendo Switch playing Pokemon Sword.
Right.
Or I'm going to be on my computer doing some drawings on Paint 3D.
Right. Mm. So that kind of stuff as well?
I do digital drawing on my iPad. I was doing it earlier. I was just doing like a simple doodle. I use Procreate for my digital stuff.
Right.
Yeah. So,
but you'll be on a computer doing it. Is that more difficult? Because I suppose you're using a mouse, aren't you?
Yeah.
And you'll be using a pen?
I mean, you can get screen tablets that connect to your computer, but like you can draw with a mouse. There's like a trick to it. Haven't tried it though. I'm probably not that good at it.
Right.
I think with a mouse, you don't have that much that accuracy you would expect from the method you use, Faith.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, have you got anything you're working on at the moment, like a picture-wise?
Well, not really.
Not really, but you're going to work on it next week? You're going to make some time for it next week?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I've got to chuck this back to you, because I said I was going to ask you this.
Yeah.
You're homeschooled.
Yeah.
So do you get a week off next week?
Yeah, I basically do, because for how my homeschool works, I have, like, a few projects that I'm working on, then I have to do my maths. The only is because I like carrying on with my projects in my free time because I enjoy doing them. The only difference is that I don't have to do maths, and my sister and my mum are at home, so sometimes we go out, but it's not that exciting for me.
So you are going to have some time off, which is good.
Yeah.
You should. And we touched on this earlier on as well, and I just want to chuck at you. You're homeschooled, but there are certain youngsters. With Callum that is going to go on a work experience thing at some point.
Mm.
When he goes on a work experience, would you ever go on a school experience?
It really does depend. I need to know what the school is like, because I hate the modern school, just the timetable and that, and it's so academic, and I'm just not academic. And it just really depends if what the kind of stuff they do at that school. If they support creativity in that.
What about if you went in as a spy, like a reporter, and did a week? They think you're going,
yeah.
but you went in, and then you come back and you give them a mark out of 10 for all the things that you've done. I think it'd be a really. I think
I would. I would fail all the teachers, just like, especially if they tell kids off for doodling. Because right. I think people should be allowed to doodle.
Doodle whenever you like.
Yeah.
Right. What subject will you miss? Will you miss anything about next week being at school?
Well, I will miss art because
yeah,
it does help me to try and improve my drawing. Don't get me wrong, I am a good drawer, just not right. the best one that I'd hoped to be. But luckily, if I do good and I concentrate, I might be a really good drawer.
So you'll miss, you're going to miss drawing. You're going to miss something about school, that's the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Luckily I've got I need at home for drawing.
So you can carry on then.
Yeah.
What other lessons will you miss next week?
That's about it, really.
Right, okay. What about you, Connor? What will you miss?
Well, because I'm here 2 times a week, Wednesdays I miss, Wednesdays I miss maths, English, PSHE, the options.
What's PSHE?
Oh my
PSHE. It's
it's the annoying lesson.
Physical and social education. So yeah.
Hang on, is that PE?
No, it's like
physical and social education. PSHE.
Do you know what that is?
Oh, physical and health.
Do you do that?
And physical health. And social, it's
well,
like
yeah, physical and social health care
school.
Education.
They're basically telling us not
Hang
to...
Hang on, I've lost control. Who's talking?
They're basically, in that lesson, it's basically saying, making sure that we're sensible children who don't take cigarettes and things.
Okay.
Just think of it as a lesson to teach us about hygiene. Let's just say about that. Physical and social health
Some
care
of
education.
The lessons are awkward, though.
I can imagine. Do you do that at your school? Pete, what is it?
PSHE. Physical and social.
Sometimes it's got different education. Names, but.
Okay. Well, do you do anything like that at your school?
No, not really. Well, I did it in primary school, but I can't really remember.
Yeah, see, he's done that in primary school ages ago. See, you should have learned that in primary school. Where were you? Did you bunk out of that lesson?
No. It's just something we still do.
Right, so it's, what is it again? It's
PSHE, Physical and Social Healthcare Education.
Okay, and have you had that lesson this week?
I think, I'm not sure, to be honest with you.
You can't remember?
I can't remember, no.
Your memory's gone then?
Yeah.
All right, interesting. When was the last time you had that lesson and what were you, what did you learn?
Last time I had that lesson was back in, I think it was the first week of January when we came back from after Christmas.
Okay.
The lesson was about, I actually can't remember.
Do you sit at the back or the front of the class?
I sit in the middle.
You sit in the middle. Do you, like, doze off?
No. I mean,
paying attention?
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like
I doze
paying.
Off. That's why I'm homeschooled now, because I... Gosh, I get so angry when the teachers tell me not to sleep, because right. my brain hurts. I physically can't stay awake. So I just feel like sometimes that's mental abuse for me. Having to stay awake in a boring lesson.
Oh, yes.
What do you think? Is it a struggle to stay awake in certain lessons?
Yeah.
Which ones? Come on, be honest.
Maths.
Agreed.
Maths.
Agreed.
Hang on. Yeah, the maths, English, science.
And we can keep going on, but go on. I'm starting to run out of lessons now. It's a good thing I don't have maths today.
Yeah. What are you missing right now? What are you missing at this
chemistry.
Moment? You're missing chemistry. Do you like chemistry?
Sometimes.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
I don't do chemistry anymore because I'm a sixth former. We get to do certain. We do options on certain afternoons and mornings.
Do you know what? I thought you. I don't do chemistry anymore. Not since I've blown up the lab.
You just read my mind.
That would be me.
Believe it or not, there was actually one time we actually blew up a lab. I think it was with what's that metal that blows up when it's in contact with water?
Francium.
Oh, yeah, that. We accidentally put too much of it in the water, and we accidentally made a big explosion, and there was like it didn't like set the fire alarms off or anything. It just set off a lot of smoke, and we had a little black patch on the roof. So yeah,
right, okay,
well, that went out with a bang.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I think you're going to be all right here. You know.
Yeah, thank
you're
you.
Right. You're going to be all right. Okay, we're going to take a break now. I'm going to go into a quick commercial break. You've got to go back to school now and try and... if you go back late enough, what time does your dinner break start?
12:30.
You go back now, you might just get the end of that lesson of chemistry.
Yeah, I've got another lesson after that before lunch.
What have you got?
History.
You got history. Do you like history?
Well, yeah.
What are you learning at the moment?
Medicines.
Right, okay. Medicines? Right.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
You learnt medicines?
No.
Medicines?
My sister took it, and some of the historical medicines are quite hilarious. I think I was watching an episode of Horrible Histories with my sister, and during the plague, the doctors thought to cure the plague, you have to jump over a bag of lavender.
Is it?
This is true.
I watched a film. I watched a Horrible Histories movie.
Is it the movie or Bill? The movie. There's two different movies.
And it was just something that kind of washes over you. Every now and again, it made you laugh. It was funny. It's like a carry-on film. There was just too many laughs in it, and I just couldn't keep up. It was just in the end, I had to take a break from it. It was very, very well written. With so many different people in, but you say there's a TV series as well.
Oh, the TV series was like the original. It was actually used to be books.
Right.
And then they made it into a TV series. Okay. It's so funny.
I think I've got a few of those books in school, to be honest.
Right. Okay, look, we took more than a mo. All right, we've gone on for about 20 minutes. Shall we take a break now, Callum?
Yeah.
Are you going to come back and join us someday?
Okay.
All right, thanks. Yeah. Thanks for being here. Say
bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Say goodbye to Callum.
Bye.
And
bye.
And
bye. And all the apples will be clear.
Local music in the shape of the this is like Gorillaz. They're not actually known as The Signals. They are The well, no, they're signals. Yeah, hang on, let me just put your mics up. That's a track called Recuperate. It's local music, and they sent us the tracks and said, "Oi, Mush, don't introduce us as the signals anymore. It's signals."
Mm.
So there we are. Ian.mac@vectisradio.fm if you want to send your MP3s, and we will put them on the playlist. It's as simple as that. Now, I've put smiles on your faces this morning. Not anything that I've done, but I played you that video that we were chatting about earlier.
Yeah,
on.
Yeah, that was a cute baby.
It was adorable.
I think his name was now Elfie.
Aww.
And he was on BBC this morning. They just showed this young baby, 18 months old, eating spaghetti. Thought it was curry. Because I had the sound down, I wasn't really paying attention, but it looked like curry. But no, it turns out it was spaghetti, and he's rubbing it all in his belly. So he's got like an orangey browny kind of belly. The stuff is everywhere, and he's got a smile on his chops. He really has. Which brings us on to you mentioned that is it your brother used to do something, or you?
Smallest brother kind of did something similar to that.
With paint?
Wall paint, to be specific.
Right.
Well, basically, we were just doing the walls, newborn would do. He was curious, stuck his hand in it, wiped his face with it, and it always down his face.
Right.
I think we took a picture of it and put it on my mum's Facebook.
How brilliant. How great. Yeah. And how many years ago was that?
I think he was when he was two, so 6 years.
Right.
Yeah.
So do you get every now and again and embarrass him? Because I would. You would, wouldn't you? You would. Have you ever done anything like that?
When I was little, right, yeah. I was an absolute monster of a baby, okay? Like, I've still got some of it in me now, but I used to rub yogurt all over my face and... when my mum tried to clean it up, I would scream. There's a few other things that I used to do, but whenever my sister built anything out of Duplo or Lego, I would become Godzilla and just destroy it.
That sounds like my brothers are right.
You sound kind of scary, you do.
Oh.
Find the yogurt. I've got a memory now that just popped into my head. My son used to, as a baby, when he changed his nappy... he used to be a right pain in the backside to change it because he would wriggle, he would do all of those things. I won't go into massive detail, but he would also you know, have a little wee as well while you're trying to change him. You know, it was such a pain in the backside to do it. Anyway, the phone rang one day, and for some reason I thought I'd take the call while mid changing him. And are you okay with that? What's that cream that you stick on a baby's bum after you just clean it, wiped it, and then
I just know talcum powder or
pseudo creme.
Pseudo creme. Oh yeah, I used to eat that when I was a baby.
No, it's like tar. It's like white tar.
You
can't get this off. It's horrible. Anyway, I came back and he was covered. He'd had the jar out and his face was all covered in it. It was all in his hair. It was just about everywhere. This pseudo creme, which is like, honestly, it's like white tar. It was just everywhere. I'm thinking, that's the last time I ever leave you when you're in mid-changing. He was laughing and just like a little Elfie there. Aww. With his spaghetti all over his belly. It was just an incredible work. At the time, you think, oh, pain. But now you think about it, you think, how sweet is that? You'll never get that moment back again.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, that's... I'd say, if you are... And look, I know that you didn't come in miserable, but if you are out there and you're listening and you think that, you know, the storms that's happened, the coronavirus, all this Brexit and politicians and so on and so forth has ruined your year, has ruined your week and you're miserable, just type in baby... eating spaghetti, okay, and watch it. It's only 40 seconds long, but guaranteed it'll put a smile on your face. It really will put a smile on your chops. You want to go and watch it again now, don't you?
Maybe.
Don't tell me you want to get yourself a tin of spaghetti and rub it all over your belly. Look, we're going to play the Mamas and the Papas into a quick commercial break, and our guests have arrived for the lunchtime social discussion. We're finding out about sheds, men in sheds, and you're going to come up with some questions for men in sheds.
Oh, am I asking questions? Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to get you come in and ask some questions, like, why?
Don't worry, I'll do it too. I'll do it too.
All right, okay. Okay, yeah. That's what we're going to do then. So these are the Mamas and the Papas.